Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of the A3 podcast. I'm here with Sam King, Evan Noakes, and Brendan Hamilton. How's it going, everyone?
It's going.
It's great. It's going. Good to be here. A little cold outside, but, you know.
It's a little cold out.
No class.
No class. You can't complain when there's no class.
You can't.
But we're still here right now.
Still kicking.
Yeah, two snow days in a row is good because the first one, you just want to sit there and do nothing, which Sam complained about me sitting there and doing nothing all yesterday. And then
yeah.
Now this one, you know, you get a little bit of things done, you know.
I feel like we could have had classes today.
Easily.
It was cold.
Easily.
It's cold, but I mean, I don't know. I felt the sun this morning in my room and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the second you walk outside and the wind hits you in the face.
Then like, oh, yeah, I don't want to walk to Wheatley in this.
I don't want to walk to the end of my driveway in this.
Yeah. So, how was everyone's week? How was everyone's snow day yesterday?
We did nothing.
I didn't really do anything either.
I didn't leave the house once at all.
I wanted to. I need to go to Walmart. I have no food, but I just can't get to Walmart. I have no way.
Nope.
I think some of us in our apartment stocked up on food and stuff because nobody else wanted to go out. So I think we just did that.
I started my car this morning, and it was like screeching. It took at least 5 seconds to finally kick. It was not happy.
Oh, yeah?
But, I mean, hey, it's better than, you know, the Midwest where it's like negative 20, 28 degrees, negative 30 degrees with a negative 60 degree wind chill.
Yeah, I called home yesterday and then, like, apparently my brother's still at school. My parents had work and everything and there was like no snow there. So I was like, oh, wow, it's like just around here, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, back in my house, we got like 60, or not 6, 6 inches.
60.
We're here, thinking of Chicago still.
Oh.
Here, we didn't barely got anything. We got like a dusting.
Yeah. Yeah, streets are okay, I guess, but they're like a different color, but.
It's all right. They're white. My black truck is white right now.
They're white.
Oh, yeah. Next week when it's warm, definitely going to the car wash. Gotta happen.
Definitely what?
When it's warm next week, go out to that, the car wash over there by the beer store and, you know, like the self-serve one where you put in quarters and you spray it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, but then it'll be like, you know, 5 degrees again. It'll just turn white.
I'll
wait till
nice
like the
for
summer.
A while.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
How's it going with you, Ev?
I'm tired. Nothing else is now.
Why are you tired?
I slept too late.
You had a good night?
Yeah.
It's a snow day night.
It's
you
a snow day
want.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get how you can sleep that long. What time did you go to bed at?
2:30 or 3.
Yeah, same, and then you ended up sleeping till what?
Yeah, so I slept for like 10 hours.
Were you the last one?
Yeah.
Well, I was up playing Rocket League with good old Nick Dodds till about 2:30.
That's way past Nick Dodds' bedtime.
I know.
Nick
so
Dodds.
Surprised.
Nick Dodds does not stay up that late ever.
I can't even sleep in past like 11. Like, if I'll go to bed late, I'll be up at like 10.
Well,
I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning.
I woke up at 9 for a little while, but I was like, nah. No reason.
Thanks.
No reason to be up.
No, you're not doing anything. I did make French toast this morning and bacon, and it was pretty good.
Well, thanks for the invite.
You were asleep.
Yeah, what
I
the hell?
Asked.
Yeah, I did get that text. No, I got a text about Duncan. You went to Duncan and made?
Well, Mackenzie wanted coffee, and I'm like, well, none of us in this house drink coffee, so I guess I can go to Duncan down the road and get you an iced coffee. I had a gift card anyway for $5.
I don't allow Erin to drink coffee. She's got, like, this esophagus problem. It, like, hurts her. And she won't accept it that she has, like, a problem. That, like, she's gets, like, acid reflux or something like that.
See, Jocelyn drinks too much coffee, so when she doesn't drink coffee, she gets a headache from it. That she needs to have coffee in her.
That's why I avoid it. I don't want to have to deal with that. It's all
never heard of that before. But
that's how my mom was. My mom used to drink a pot
that's
of
like
coffee
an addiction.
A morning.
Yeah.
Then she had to like slowly start cutting herself back, like maybe 6 cups one morning, then 4 cups, and then 2 cups, and I don't know. I don't see all the buzz.
Yeah, that was my first time hearing like she needed to have coffee to get rid of her headache. So that was interesting.
I like the smell of it, but I don't like the taste. I don't know.
Oh, it smells so good.
Right? Like that
caramel. I actually do like the taste, too, but I just, no need.
That caramel mocha frappuccino latte, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is.
I don't know.
Give me a hot chocolate. I don't know.
I've heard it both ways.
Let's call up Trev.
We'll call Trev.
Trev knows.
Does Trev drink coffee?
Yeah,
he goes. He still goes to the Starbucks on campus, even though it's overpriced and whatever else. And
I mean,
he likes the luxury, you know.
Well, I never got into that stuff, so.
I had a couple times when I had a meal plan, just because, you know,
I'll drink tea every once in a while if I'm like sick. I will get that before I'll get coffee.
Tea?
Yeah.
Like what kind of tea?
I don't know. Lipton?
I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever I get served.
Whatever they give me. Whatever Steve gives me, I'll drink. Steve, hook me up. And he'll be like, okay.
What's the tea of the day, Steve?
What's the tea of the day, Steve?
You know, how about Tucci? I saw a post about he was having some health problems.
Yeah, he had surgery, I guess. And Robert Morris wants the support of the students. Like, he's always got our support for sure. I don't know what's wrong, though.
No, yeah. No.
I didn't read too much into it, but...
Apparently he's in the hospital recovering from surgery, so hoping for a quick recovery there, you know.
Your thoughts and prayers, Tucci.
Yeah.
We're thinking about you.
I miss his smile around campus and asking us how we're doing. And
no matter where you are, who you are, he's going to ask you how you're doing. He's going to talk to you about your day.
Yeah. Good guy.
Great guy.
So, we need to do Super Bowl picks, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
We should do that.
On this show, we'll rate our top sandwiches at Romo's for our listeners.
Because we've made some of our own, I think, are deserving to go up there.
Over the 3 years, we've definitely had our pretty good.
We've experimented.
We dabbled a little bit. We dabbled a little in
the ingredients that they have in Romo's. You gotta mix it up a little bit.
You gotta change it up, or
you can't just go with what's on the board.
No, because after 3 years, we're at the point where it's like, all right. You gotta change it up now.
T, what else do you got for me?
T, what else is on the menu today? So what should we do first? Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What do we want to do?
Yeah, we'll do Super Bowl. We can do our pick and then our MVP pick.
All right. Who wants to go first?
All right. Well, you go first, Brandon.
All right. Well, as a Jets fan from New York, I'm not rooting for Tom Brady. I'm tired of seeing this man win. And like controlling the division, so I'm gonna go with the Rams. But it's
logically,
so hard to vote against.
Are win, though?
What
do you think they're actually gonna win? Or are you just saying that because you hate the Patriots?
See, it's tough because Brady and Belichick know what they're doing in these type of games. And I feel like Sean McVay and like Jared Goff, this is all new to them and stuff. But I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Rams, though. That's my pick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you think your MVP is going to be then?
For the Rams? I think Todd Gurley.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with Todd Gurley.
Going away from the quarterback scene?
Well, they've been using C.J. Anderson a lot.
Or it could be Aaron Donald.
Yeah? But Von Miller was the last defensive player to win an MVP. It's usually quarterbacks. Like, you know, Nick Foles won last year.
Yeah.
Our man, Nick Foles.
So that's my pick.
But C.J. Anderson even called out some haters. He said, no, if you call me fat, call me thick, go in the hole against me and we'll see what happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I mean, I'll still call him fat and thick, but I'm not going in a hole.
No, he'll run you over.
Nope.
He's the refrigerator.
I just call it how I see it.
No, yeah, I can't tackle that, man.
No, we can't tackle anybody there.
No.
Am I up next?
Yeah, you can go
up next. Sure.
I'm thinking Rams as well, just because you know, there's some conspiracy around, you know, a little bit of Goodell fixing things. And, you know, Goodell has a history of some dislike towards the Patriots. So I feel like the refs may be told to, you know, lean a little bit towards the Rams, and that might help them out. Because I feel like they're two pretty even teams. It could go either way. But if the officials choose to help a team, I feel like it would be the Rams. And, you know, their 70-some fans or whatever in L.A. are going to be very happy.
You think there's going to be more Rams or Patriots fans there?
Definitely in Patriots. Atlanta?
Definitely Patriots, right?
100%.
Definitely.
Yeah,
100%.
Rams don't have that many fans.
I don't even think they could fill up their stadium when they had home games this year.
No, they couldn't.
No, and they played in like...
I don't even know where they're playing.
Didn't they play in like a soccer team?
No, that's the Chargers, I thought.
They play in USC Stadium.
USC Stadium, right?
Yeah.
And the Chargers are getting their new stadium, right?
I think so. So are the Raiders, I think.
Raiders moving to Las Vegas.
Huh?
Raiders moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, but they're getting a new stadium though, right out there?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they have to.
Yeah.
All right, Ev, what about you?
So I'm going to keep the drive going and say Rams also. I just think, after we saw last year, if you have a good defense like the Rams do, I think you have a great chance against Brady.
Yeah, but the Patriots, they have just as good of a defense.
It's close, but
And their offensive line is one of the best in the leagues right now. They picked it up. They're healthy. Woodhead's back.
But it took the Patriots, which I guess you could say for the Rams, but for the Patriots, it took a last-minute drive to win against the Chiefs, too. Which, again, I guess the Rams got bailed out with that call against in the Saints game. But I think just ultimately, I think the Rams have too much firepower. And I think for the MVP, I'll probably go – I'm going to say Jared Goff just because, like Sam said, you're not going to really find any other MVPs they're going to pick other than quarterbacks. So.
All right, well, who do you think would win? If the Saints made it, the call stood, it was pass interference, you think the Saints would have had a better time beating them, or the Rams?
The Saints.
Yeah?
And I would say Patriots, because I know the Saints' run defense was really good, but their pass defense was awful.
I just think that, you know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they've been to the Super Bowl before, mm-hmm. so, like, they have experience there. And I think Drew Brees, it was just their year, and, like, that one play just really hurt them.
Yeah, but even like the play before, I feel like the Saints were getting outplayed. The Rams were definitely outplaying them. Drew Brees, the last like maybe five, six games, he has just went downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also, he's getting older. It's hard to go the whole season.
He could be our dad.
And stay consistent. Yeah,
Tom Brady is older than him, though.
That is true.
Yeah, he is 41, right? And he wants to come back. He said he's for sure coming back.
Yep. So.
Gronk didn't say he was for sure coming back, though.
Really?
He didn't say no.
Gronk is.
But
I could see Gronk going to like what Shaq did, or like The Rock, or Terry Crews, and going to like an acting role and like going to more of the media. Because
he's pure entertainment.
I could see Gronk, Brady, and Belichick all retiring at the same year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Brady and like maybe has like another year, 2 years. I think 1 year. I say 1 year.
What would the Patriots become without like those three?
They would have to rebuild all over again.
Yeah.
But I think Sean, what's that offensive coordinator? Sean McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels.
Chase McDaniels.
Whoever, the offensive coordinator is going to be the head coach. He's the next head coach, I think.
Something McDaniels.
Whatever, I'm not an expert.
Whoever Daniels
is.
That guy. Yeah. That guy right there.
He will take it over after Belichick, and then it'll be a question mark if it'll still be a dynasty like it is.
Well, you draft a quarterback, slowly transition him. Brady's last year, have him learn under Brady, and then, you know, hope to God he can fill that little void.
They're not going to be able to draft one this year, so it's like, when are you going to – how long do you have Brady staying here? That's like going to coach him.
I saw the Vikings were interested in drafting Will Greer from WVU, and I'm thinking, why? You're paying $84 million.
He's just overpaid for Kirk Cousins.
$84 million for Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins
over
3 trash.
Years.
Who is the Vikings backup, though?
Trevor Siemian. He was on the Broncos.
That's fine. I mean,
he didn't do terrible.
Yeah, but as a backup, I don't know. I feel like that's fine instead of drafting a guy from WVU.
He was an old starter. Yeah, might as well keep him as a backup. I mean, Case Keenum was the backup, and look what he did for us.
I feel like drafting a backup is just cheaper.
Yeah?
Is it? I don't know. I feel like it should be. It makes sense in my head.
Well, yeah, you don't need to pay him as much for Kirk Cousins. Yeah. $84 million over 3 years.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about backup, though.
Yeah.
Or
you don't have to. I'm saying you don't have to pay that, though.
You could save money and not have a backup at all.
Yeah, just risk it.
What?
Just have
the kicker as the backup.
I don't know if it's going to work like that.
I mean, if you're the Rams, you can have Johnny Hecker as your backup.
Yeah,
he's, what, 6-for-6 in completions?
Yeah, for the kicker in.
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
That's it.
What about your pick?
Oh, all right. You know what? I'll go devil's advocate since you guys all picked the Rams. I'll go with the Patriots. I hate them, but, you know, 3 years in a row, yeah, they had a slow start, but I don't think anyone's stopping them. And they beat the Chiefs, who were debatably the best offense in the league.
Yeah, their defense.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Is it going to be close or is it going to be a blowout?
I hope it's close. I think it'll be close.
Speaking of, what are we doing for the Super Bowl? Is it coming up our house?
I assume it's coming. It's always
pizza.
We discussed. We discussed last night about. We're gonna have it at our house, obviously, and then we'll have like some chips and dips and whatever. We'll have like a couple pizzas here and there, and just like have most of us there.
All right.
Domino's sponsor us. So
we're gonna go to the local Domino's.
Moon Township Domino's, hit us up.
Hit us up.
But every big thing like Friendsgiving. Anytime we have, like, the fight or people are coming to us.
Yeah, we'll plan it out. We have our house. We'll plan it out tomorrow or something like that. Just get some numbers.
It's probably gonna be.
We'll get some numbers. Get a head count.
See how big the crowd is. See if we sell out. Yep. Sell out the tickets.
I think it's only us. We're not gonna invite any of those freshmen or whatever. Keep it us.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you guys.
You know who you are if you're listening. You can't come.
They're not listening.
Yo, did Pat bring someone over last night?
I don't know.
Did he?
No. No.
No?
It was him and Tim. That was it.
I woke up to a Snapchat from Ryan in a bed that was not his.
Yeah, oh, no. Ryan's still not home. He is still not home.
I was like, oh, good for you. I see you, Ryan. I was like that. He's like, oh.
He texted me at 3 a.m. And what did he say? He said, hey, I'm staying at Lindsay's tonight, by the way. I didn't die from the cold at 3:17 a.m. And at 9:24 when I woke up, I texted him, you do you.
Yeah.
He needs your permission.
He does need my permission. I'm his father.
Can I stay over tonight, Dad?
When Brennan and I left, he still wasn't at the house. So we're not going to see him at all.
Just now?
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, he's still there.
We were driving back at 11. We passed Pat driving somewhere. I'm thinking, where is Pat coming from? What are you doing?
Oh.
Right. Last night?
Yeah. No, this morning at 11.
This morning?
Yeah.
Is he with anyone? Patrick Buchanan.
Call in.
He's scheming. He's, yeah, where are you, Pat?
let me call in Pat real quick.
Call in Pat.
He doesn't share the fun stuff with us like the rest of us do. He doesn't share the details.
He's a closed book.
We'll get him tonight after the basketball game. He'll feel good.
What time is the game?
Seven. The pregame events start at 6.
Yeah.
And then the game is at 7. And
game's at 7. Okay.
Yeah.
So they play St. Francis tonight, today at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, apparently.
It'll be pretty cool if they got into the tournament this year.
They're picked to go into the tournament and win the division.
I want at least 1 year where they get in so that we can, like, celebrate and, like, you know.
Go nuts.
If it's in Pittsburgh, too, definitely go.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be nice.
That'd be insane.
I think we can do it.
Yeah, we're 12-9 right now.
If we have the best conference record, we win our conference, and then we have to play the conference tournament.
So what conference are we? We're the NEC, right?
Yeah. NEC. Oh, Pat's home.
Pat is home, yes.
Oh, Ryan's one.
Yeah, Ryan is MIA. Gone. He's probably KIA at this point.
Oh.
Rest in peace. We need a new roommate.
Yeah. Hit us up. Rent's not expensive.
So,
you got the biggest room.
biggest
so
room
Robert
ever.
Morris is, we're 7-1 in the conference.
Yeah.
So then the same one is San Francis. They're 5-3. Then LIU, Wagner, St. Francis, Sacred Heart, and Bryant are all tied 4-4. And then we have Central Connecticut and Mount St. Mary's at 2-6 in the conference.
Yeah, I think we can do it this year.
Yeah, we could, but yeah, as long as we keep winning, because yeah, we're overall 12-9, and St. Francis Brooklyn is 13-8.
But the conference thing, that's the key, because we got to win the conference tournament, and we're already 7-1, so we've almost played every team. We've only lost one game. So, I mean, it's looking good so far.
I want to make mention that RMU's points four per game on average is 69.
that's enough to win.
That's a nice stat you got there.
That's nice.
No, but I believe, do we play St. Francis Brooklyn or St. Francis?
Tonight?
PA tonight.
PA's
PA,
tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, we just, I think we have a chance.
I think we're staying
four.
I think we're going to stay for the whole game tonight.
Yeah.
That's the rumor in our group chat.
Is that the rumor?
The basketball game group chat.
The 20-year-olds will be home.
We'll be here. B-dubs tonight for boneless night.
B-dubs. Oh.
57 boneless wings.
I'm going Asian zing, and I'm going sweet barbecue again.
I think I'm going mango habanero. I'm thinking
mango habanero.
Caribbean jerk.
I know exactly what Ev's going to pick.
And I'm thinking like Thai, just nice, like a nice. I like to do a spicy and a mild.
Doing garlic parmesan.
No, you gotta switch it up.
Parmesan garlic.
I'm scared to switch it up sometimes because, like, what if you don't like the flavor and you just order like 10 wings of that flavor?
Well, that's why you like get half and half.
Then what are you gonna do?
That's still half and half, though.
What do you do?
Is it Ted? Yeah.
You go, still like 7 or 8 of wings.
What do I do? I like Asian zing and I like sweet barbecue.
Well, no, be adventurous.
What if you get something?
I was adventurous with Asian zing when I got it. I was like, oh my god, what do I do here?
Yeah, when you loved it.
I do like it.
If you don't like it, if you don't like it, just go around other tables and try and trade wings with people.
One wing at a time.
Wing for wing. I know you're staring at this Asian zing. I want what you got.
What is that? I'll try it.
It's mine. Just take it.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah. So that's our plan today.
And then tomorrow. And then we have another weekend.
You know what I'm really upset about? I got to rant for a second. Last night, Brandon, yeah, you should have been there because I knew you would have been down for this. I was hungry. I wanted pizza. Obviously, I go to the pizza man, Evan Noakes. Evan,
the pizza man.
let's order up some Domino's. He's like, all right, but we need someone else because I don't want a whole pizza.
We need more.
So we go to Sam King, who was in a great mood last night. And Sam King denies us.
Wow.
No, he accepted it first.
But then eventually, somehow.
Said no.
And okay, you said pizza, and I'm laying there. I'm like, it's probably, 11:30?
Yeah.
11 okay. o'clock. I'm like, I'm so hungry right now.
It's prime time.
I could definitely eat. But then, like, Mackenzie's like, no, you got to think about spring break. And I'm like,
she threw that on you? Oh.
She threw it on me.
No, leave.
And I'm like, can we share? Can we split it? Like, you're vegetarian. Like, we don't got to get meat. And she's like, I'm not eating pizza. I'm like, so you're just going to sit there and watch me eat pizza?
Wait, she's a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
Has she always been a vegetarian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
That's why she made, like, the vegan pancakes or whatever.
Vegan or vegetarian?
You make vegan pancakes?
She's a vegetarian.
You weren't there for that?
No, how am I there for that?
No, I always just bust her balls, but she's just vegetarian, not vegan.
Vegetarian.
Like when I made, like when That's I no we meat. Make food together, like we'll make vegetarian.
Vegan
food.
And vegetarian. No more
chicken. It's the same nuggets. Thing. You just
is it the same thing? I was
vegan,
like,
vegans can't eat milk or the dairy.
Yeah, milk.
Vegans
eggs.
No dairy, but vegetarians can have dairy.
They can have like milk and eggs and stuff.
Like I've been used to it my whole life. My mom's a vegetarian, and lately, like the last couple months, she's been trying to do vegan, and she'll be like, Sam, I miss pizza so much.
No, I could never
and
go.
She's like, I miss cheese. I need it. And I'm like, Mom, stay strong.
And that's vegan?
Mm-hmm.
No, I could never be a vegan.
You can't do dairy. It's only
I couldn't.
It's like tofu and the lentils and vegetarian stuff. And I'll admit, we got a place back home called Vegan Treats. And it's like, it's
vegan
not bad.
Treats.
They make like vegan like
no such thing.
Cookies and cake. I don't want to know how they make it, but it's good. I'll admit, they're good.
That's like, they put the chum bucket food paste in it. It's not even like real food.
Whatever
anymore.
They're doing, it's good.
It's working.
It's working. They're making money.
And Plankton's cooking up in the back.
Nah, I couldn't live without pizza
a good,
or
a baker.
A good dish of penne alla vodka. Oh.
All right, on this topic of food, I think we should go to the rating of the Roma sandwiches.
Can we get Domino's tonight, please?
No.
I'm already going to go buy B-dubs.
No. We'll go tomorrow.
That's a weekend thing.
That's a weekend. We didn't get it last weekend because we were strong.
We weren't strong.
We just
forgot. Know what was going on last weekend.
We just forgot last weekend.
Is it still the discount?
No. That was only for last weekend. Y'all missed out.
Domino's, Moon Township, sponsor us.
Please extend it.
Well, if they sponsor us, you might always get a discount.
Yeah, they bring it into the podcast.
We're coming for you, Domino's.
They get the guy right here. He knocks on the door.
Like experimental pizzas.
This is our weekly interruption.
Is this the A3 podcast? Yes, right here.
Right here.
Bring
it
in,
sir.
Give us the pies.
Three pies? Yes, right here. Cheesy bread? Oh.
You know.
Did you bring the marinara? Of course.
And the ranch?
And Evan's specialty, the icing.
Icing is good. Don't get
You do icing.
Yeah.
You dip your pizza in icing.
Yeah. He dips his
I've
Wendy's
never
cheeseburger
heard of that.
In a frosty.
I think I've heard of that though, but I've never heard of
no,
the.
No, you dip the fries in the frosties, not the cheeseburger.
All right, yeah, but I've never heard of dipping the pizza in the what is it?
The frosty.
The icing.
No.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The cinnamon sticks are good with the icing.
Well, that's the point
that's
of that.
The point of
that's
them.
The point.
That's what they do in like.
That's like saying you dip
asylums.
The cinnamon sticks in marinara sauce. No.
No, you don't do that.
Those are two things that don't go together.
You're missing out.
Listen, usually I'll say I don't knock it till I try it, but I can't try it.
I'll stick with the ranch.
The ranch. Oh, ranch with everything.
No.
Ranch.
Is that our favorite condiment?
Yes.
You three.
Yes.
We're sponsored
What's yours?
By ranch.
We are sponsored
He's
by ranch.
It's Alfredo sauce, I bet.
It's not condiment now.
Yeah, but
ranch
you use it like
official
a condiment.
What ranch brand are we sponsored by?
Hidden Valley. Come
Hidden
on.
Hidden Valley? Great
value.
Great value.
Oh, no, we should be Great Value. We're college students.
That's all we can afford.
Quantity over quality.
Great Value,
you're
ranch.
Right.
Actually, something about it, it's like
Contact
not
us.
As strong. It's like kind of, it's like soothing almost.
It's
like
it's soothing?
It's like it's just, it doesn't mask
think about
everything
how
as well.
Ranches.
Ranches.
Like, when I'm dipping my meatball sub in ranch, I'm thinking, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Whoa.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Ranch on Chipotle. You ever think about that?
Ranch on Chipotle?
Not a lot. Just a little sprinkle.
But a Chipotle, like, burrito or something?
Yeah, like a burrito bowl.
Do they have ranch
See,
at Chipotle?
I'm so satisfied with what I get at Chipotle already. I'm like, I don't know if I need
Chipotle's
anything else.
Those one foods where you eat it, and then as it slowly goes down, you're pissed.
Imagine if we were sponsored by Chipotle.
I'm going to Chipotle.
The second commercial, come in Chipotle.
Chipotle, here's the second half hour.
Right here.
Sir, we're ready.
You want to hear a Chipotle life hack?
What?
You get a bowl, ask for extra rice, it's free, and there's extra rice in there, makes like the people that work there think they don't put enough of everything else, just because it doesn't look equal, So they put more of everything else. I got a bowl, and Aaron got a bowl, and I did the extra rice, and we had about, like, we ordered just about the same things, and I had about twice as much food.
Interesting.
Don't tell the Chipotle workers, they'll catch on.
No, your secret's safe with us.
And our listeners.
Guys,
you might want to try this out.
And if you work at Chipotle,
let us know how it works.
Trev does the what does he get? The little tortillas he gets with it?
Yeah,
with
that's
the bowl?
What Pat does too.
I might
want to
start
free.
Doing that too.
And then you can make like little tacos and stuff as
you
Yeah,
you throw it in there, you know, you wrap that up.
I do that. I do like one or two, and then I'm like, all right, let me just.
I might try
I'm
that
just
going to
chow down on the bowl now.
Oh,
I'll only get the bowl because I feel like
there's more.
I get a lot of stuff in my bowl, and I don't want to make them wrap it.
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
Then
sometimes
it falls apart.
Sometimes I like the burrito because you just hold it in like the girth of the
but
burrito.
But if you get a faulty wrapper. If you get like someone who's not as good at rapping, it's all over.
I know.
It's a whole experience.
I know. I feel that.
Anyone can scoop into
That's why I always get a fork with it because I know towards the end it's going to get messy.
Mm-hmm. The second best burrito, Taco Tuesdays here in the CAF.
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, but you never get the right burrito. You always get someone else's.
No, I always get the. We
one
always
time,
the right
one
burrito.
One time I did get another person's burrito and I didn't notice until I actually bit into it. So when I bit into it, all it was beef. And cheese in
that
the burrito.
Like Evan.
That's me.
Oh, it was disgusting. I was like, what the hell?
No, you gotta get like your greens and
yeah,
your
I get yeah, a lot
you
of stuff
get
in
the
there.
Flavor
no.
in there.
I got
there
one,
was no sour
I got
cream.
The same thing as you. Like that same thing happened.
Terrible.
It was all cheese. It was like
Terrible.
They inflated it with cheese.
I was so pissed.
No, and then the one time we went, I forget who the lady was back there, but I'm like, I need a burrito with both. And she goes, I got you, honey. And I'm like, you my people. She loaded that
She
thing.
Knew what we wanted.
She knew what we were there for. Our Taco Tuesdays. I miss that tradition.
I know.
You know what I miss? Calf water.
Calf water.
It's gone. Rest in peace.
Water. Everybody listening to this, calf water calf solves every water. Problem. Any headache you ever have, any stomach you ever have, calf water.
Yeah, everyone's got to go to the SGA meeting. I feel like there'll be a lot of complaints. I have to go for the history club because, like, someone has to go from every club.
Where's the calf water?
Calf
water.
Bring
back calf water.
We need to riot at the SGA meeting. I think it's on Tuesday.
Romo's is gone, too, with the water.
I don't know what this is, man. What
when
the hell's going on?
When we went the other day, I put my sandwich on the table, walked all the way down the hallway, and filled my water bottle up at the water fountain. I'm not paying for a water bottle.
That might be the way to go now.
I'm not paying for a $2 water bottle. No, I'm going to get my free water like I asked for. T, what are you doing?
I don't know what they're doing in there.
It's communism.
All right. Shouldn't it be everyone gets water because we all share resources?
What? Yeah. Why is water is not even offered to us anymore?
No.
What is this?
They're gone.
It's unhealthy.
Well, the prices keep going up.
No, that's capitalism. They make us pay for the water. The poor get poor and the rich get richer.
I feel like that's almost illegal to like force you to pay for the
water.
It
depends at the place, like, because you have to say, I want a cup of water. Like, they have to give it to you because it's a basic need.
So what, can you go up to Steve and say, I want a cup of water? He can fill you up water?
It depends on the place. I have no idea.
I feel like
I don't know.
Has
I'm not,
to have something like that.
I'm not a professional in those, you know, that legal side of water.
Figure it out.
All right, next time for the show, I'll be ready.
Evan, do you know?
No.
You usually know these things.
Gil's pretty, he knows his law.
You know the law?
I don't know exactly, but I know, like, certain places. I know, for example, like a bowling alley, let's say. Since the main thing is...
Remember when we went through a bowling alley?
In the middle of nowhere?
I don't know where we were.
But places like that where they offer food, they don't have to give you water for free because it's not their main thing. So they can argue with the school since the main thing is school and not food. That's the only thing I can
say. So is it bad that I get a water cup at Chipotle and then fill it up with, like, Pepsi?
That's stealing, yeah. Mr. that is legitimate
That's
stealing.
That's the move, though.
You admit
Come
it
on.
A crime.
Come on, who doesn't do that?
I do
I
that
don't.
Everyone
I don't.
Does that.
I'll get Sprite because it'll look a little clearer.
Anything, yeah.
If someone walks by, they're like, oh, that kid got water. Good for him. And I'll be like, ha-ha, it's Sprite.
And McDonald's, I got a water cup and put something else in it. And the worker yelled at Ryan for it.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Ryan.
I was at CeCe's Pizza once, and their CeCe's Pizza.
There we go.
And they're smart. They give you colored cups. If you just get a water cup, they'll give you a green one. But if you buy one, they'll give you a red.
Yeah.
And I got Sprite in my green, not thinking about it. And the manager walked up to me and said, sir, I need you to give me that cup, and I'll give you a new one. It's only for water. And I went,
played.
Okay, sir.
Well played, sir.
I see you. I'm going to go get more pizza now.
All right. We're at the halfway mark. Let's commercial. We're feeling commercial.
Yep.
All right, everyone. We'll be back. You're listening to the A3 podcast. All right.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm over to see, I'm over to young. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. I will bell cry with, I will cry with. I would like to hold my little hand. I will bell cry.
Video.
Hello, welcome back to the A3 Podcast. This is your host, Brandon, with Sam King, Evan Noakes, and Brendan Hamilton. Shout out to our local Toyota Towel, what are they called?
Fraternity chapter.
The fraternity chapter.
What is that?
That sponsors
thing?
Us. That makes this podcast possible.
We'd like to thank you guys.
Thank you guys for all your support, the continued support. Thank you, Domino's of Moo Township, for sponsoring this episode. We'll be looking for the pies tonight.
We'll be waiting 9 o'clock.
We'll be waiting. Make sure it's chicken, grilled chicken, and
bacon. Green peppers.
Oh, green peppers? All right, that's fine.
All right.
As we ease back into this, I think we should start our first segment of ranking our Romo
sandwiches.
Let's
do the Romos, yeah.
We'll do a snake draft.
I'm so hungry.
I'm hungry now.
We're going to get even more hungry after this.
All right. What's our first?
We'll start with our number four.
Oh, we're
doing four? We'll do a snake draft. I'll start.
Wait, there's that many?
Yeah, you want to do? Yeah, we're doing four.
I do have four.
I have four for sure.
I think I could scrounge four together.
Yeah, I get
you don't get four chicken, or you don't get four sandwiches?
Yeah, I do, but a snake draft, you might pick all of mine.
Well, then we'll see.
Oh, my God.
All right, who's going first?
All right, I'll go
first.
Wait,
no, let's start at the top. It just makes more sense.
Top?
You pick
number
your top.
One?
Pick.
Our number all right, one?
Easy, my number one is easily the meatball sub. Easily. I can tell.
Meatball sub?
I think other people are going to pick, but listen. Meatball sub, bacon, pepperoni. Ranch.
You get bacon on it too?
Yeah, you gotta try it.
I haven't done the bacon yet.
Ranch on it and Parmesan cheese.
The ranch is key.
The ranch is not a lot. Not a lot of ranch, but just a little bit.
I get
bit.
The cup of ranch. I just dip it in.
I like the ranch on it.
I haven't done the ranch on it yet. I'll have to do that.
I like
it. But, Ev, what do you do with the meatball subs?
So, usually what I do is...
Is that your number one pick?
Yeah, I have
to. Of course it's your number one
pick. I have to. Usually what I do is I'll get meatball sub like normal, you know. But instead of like the usual provolone, I usually get American cheese on it with extra American cheese. If I'm really feeling really good, I'll get the pepperoni too.
If I'm feeling really good.
I'm feeling really good.
See, I'm not the American cheese type. I'm good with the provolone on my meatball sub.
I like the extra little, not kick necessarily, but I like the little extra flavor to it. So.
All right. My favorite is something that we kind of made here and, you know, through Romo's. What? What?
We're sitting in a circle.
You just skipped.
We went Sam. Next to Sam is Evan.
Oh, next I was to just Evan, going, whatever.
Brendan. Me.
You said no. All
right, go ahead. You can go.
Go.
What's your
favorite? Are you sure I can
go? Are
you
sure?
You can go.
Is
you're allowed.
Pick?
I'm going to go with one that's on the board. Real nice. Right? Real nice and easy. New Papa Sal. Wasn't there freshman year, but I don't know. It just there's a lot on it. The chips. I like the consistency of it. It's just.
I've never actually gotten the Papa Sal.
Never?
No, I never
I got it once, but.
I'll get the Italian before I get the Papa Sal.
Well, don't spoil it for the viewers, okay?
Okay, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, Papa Sal, plain, simple, easy. We'll change it up later on, my picks. All right, Brandon, your turn now. Your turn.
My and
you
favorite.
You gotta go two, it's around the corner. You gotta get your two in a row.
Yeah, so yeah. You get two in a row.
You're one
this is
two.
How a snake draft works.
All right, my favorite is something that we kind of create here by, you know, digging through the ingredients. It's a chicken parm.
Oh,
chicken parm with grilled chicken.
Listen.
Provolone on a hoagie with pepperoni, Parmesan cheese, and
you can't forget marinara. The marinara sauce.
Marinara sauce is the meatball sauce.
Together.
Yep.
That's what makes it the chicken
that
parm.
That's the sandwich to go with.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you guys haven't tried it, highly recommend.
I think we really started getting it this year. That's when we created it. We didn't really get
it
last year.
We had no idea.
We didn't dabble, really, the first 2 years.
We've been dabbling. You know what?
You know, you get bored of it.
It's good.
If you're a freshman on this, listening to this right now, you get bored after 3 years. You got to start dabbling.
Mm-hmm.
Try something new. All right, what's your number two pick then?
My number two pick, I'll say meatball sub. I think it's good. I don't know.
You can't go wrong with the meatball sub.
You can't go wrong with the meatball sub. So, all right, are we going around? I mean, that's my second
back
one.
Back to me now.
Yeah.
And my number two is a build-your-own buffalo chicken.
Oh.
You get. I usually just mix
can
it up.
Can you do
with
buffalo chicken?
Yeah.
I've never done buffalo chicken.
Oh, and it's pretty good. The buffalo sauce, it's tasty. I just try to get, like, bacon or pepperoni. Not too much extra meat, but something else, whatever you're feeling. Yeah, I usually got American on it. And I'm a big pickles guy, so get pickles and either ranch on it or ranch to dip it in because, you know. We
I like
ranch
on all my sandwiches because I don't like to dip it. I like in those little cups. Like I feel like you can only get like a little bit at a time. I just like spread
it's more
it on.
It's
there.
More not of a dip. It's more of like you pour it onto the sandwich. Right
okay. Okay.
It.
Fair enough.
And there's no good way to like say that, but
it's gonna be messy no matter what.
Oh yeah.
That's the best part. Best part when it's messy.
All right, Nev, go ahead.
Number two, I'm gonna follow up with Brandon chicken parm. Also, it's so good. That's it.
It just melts in your mouth.
It's just
and
so good.
The thing the chicken parm has on the meatball sub is it doesn't come out scalding hot. Like meatball sub, you gotta wait a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah, meatball sub can be really messy. Chicken
it's
parm
hot,
can be,
messy,
but meatball's always
and
messy.
And then when it comes out too hot, you gotta let it cool. But then the sauce like melts into the bread and gets it all like soggy and stuff. So yeah, that's what the chicken parm does have that on the meatball sub.
Yeah,
I'm so hungry.
I'm gonna go with my number two. I'm gonna say the chicken club, but instead of on, I think
whatever brand it is, I always go.
I always put
hoagie.
On a hoagie.
Hoagie is the
it's
way
just,
to go.
A hoagie's so much easier to hold it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a lot
I do hoagie
harder
as well.
And stuff. Where I think it goes on a Kaiser roll, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but I always go
whatever
hoagie.
Whatever it is, hoagie. I forgot the one day and I was pissed. It ruined the sandwich.
I said hoagie one day and she put it on white bread for me. I was like, I can't even hold
like,
this.
You
thing.
Can't hold it. The Southwest is soaking through the bread. You can't hold it.
Yeah.
Come on. And then, all right, number three, I'm going to go probably the lock and load, just the original lock and load. I don't really get it that much.
I haven't gotten a lock and load in a long time.
I haven't gotten it this year.
I was so hyped about it, like, when we were, like, freshmen, like, sophomores. I'm like, I ate so much, now I don't even get it anymore.
I get it, like, on special occasions.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, the croissant, this is incredible.
Like, meatball sub, chicken parm, just go-to. But lock and load every once in a while.
You've eaten too many.
I think I have eaten too many.
That's why
freshman
you can only
year.
Get them on, like, special occasions.
Yep. Freshman all right, year, though.
So I'm going to come out left field a little bit. Does it have to be a sandwich?
What do you do? Dinner special?
Does it have to be a sandwich?
Whatever you want to go for.
Go for it.
Let's hear what it is.
Okay, so I haven't got this in a long time, a very long time.
Can you get it at Romo's?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go.
I haven't got this in a very long time, but I remember how good it was. They're pizzas, the cheese pizza.
I have never in my life.
I've gotten a few.
I have gotten one just to like try it, but like, okay.
They are so good, but as soon as they pull them out of the oven, it's a mess. It's you think the meatball sub's a mess.
The T cheese, is making the pizza. She's spreading the cheese around.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
The cheese literally just like melts off. I don't even know how to explain it.
The only thing that's not a sandwich there that's okay is the wraps. But
the wraps
aren't
bad.
Oh, wraps are good.
I mean, a salad's a salad. But
yeah. I'll get the salads there before I get the salad like down the calf. We gotta like make it at
I'm
the salad
I'm a bigger
bar.
Fan of Romo's this year than the calf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think
only
I haven't eaten the calf.
Calf just gets to be on Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the only time we would go there.
Chicken parm sandwiches, the calf, too.
That gets me, too. But they're like never there, though.
The Firehouse Grill.
That or the cheese stick sandwiches, too, like cheese stick cheeseburger. That's good.
We walk up with the whole suite. I'll have 7 chicken parms.
Yeah.
That's what we did last year, right?
Yeah. One person order.
1, 2, 3, 4. You want one? You want one? Okay, 7 chicken parms.
Yeah, bring them all for us.
Make it easy for you.
Yeah.
They're good.
Just makes it easy. All right, Brennan.
All right. My number 3, probably something that not many of you have ever even tried there. I was big into it spring semester, sophomore year. I would get a grilled cheese with ham on it. I would just get on wheat, just like double American cheese.
I remember
just
when
so
you
there was
get
enough.
That.
Get some ham on it and have them toast it, and it'd be nice.
It was simple.
But
at the house, if I make a grilled cheese, I put meat in there too. Like I'll put like my chicken or turkey in there. It's nice.
There's just not enough on just with cheese.
No, you gotta put a little meat in there.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you always get American cheese?
Yeah, if it's like a grilled cheese. Then
you don't switch it up?
No. It's just,
or do you ever go like American provolone?
Oh. Or some pepper jack with a little spice in there.
A little kick in there.
I'm a simple man. I just like my American cheese and my ham.
Fair enough.
All right. My third, I'm going to go with the grilled chicken wrap. Sometimes I like to add turkey in there because I feel like with just the grilled chicken is not enough. So I do like grilled chicken, turkey, lettuce, tomato, and I get ranch in there, and that's a good time. I like that. That's pretty good. And I would say if to round it out, I would say the chicken club.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken club is good, and I've got on a hoagie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's mine.
What's your fourth?
Do you get it with the peppers?
No. Who gets it with the peppers?
I get it with the peppers.
Do you?
Yeah, I
get
love the peppers.
No. I think I forgot to say no the one time, and it just, I don't know.
I always say no to
peppers.
You see,
but I love, like, red peppers, so I'll always get it.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right, so my number 4, I really want to say the chicken parm, but I only got it for the first time this week, so I can't say it's on, like, my list, because it's new to, like, you guys this year, and I never eat on campus. I know you two use, like, Colonial Cash and Brandon's
sometimes,
on campus.
Yeah.
So I can't really say it's on mine. But I got to go with the lock and load just because I remember my first experience with the lock and load. Cause
I was just what is this?
Incredible. Wow, the food's actually good here. So.
Ladovic told me about it freshman year because he was like, all right, go in. You got to get this first because, you know, he was here for a year. He knew what he was doing. The first one I ever had, I think it might have been the quickest sandwich I've ever eaten in my life.
The lock and load?
Oh,
it was
my
like,
God.
I
this
could,
is so good.
I,
it was
so good.
I said that. I was like, oh, my God. And he was like, it's going to get old quick. Just wait. And,
It got old.
That's why you got to like only get it on special occasions now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, freshman year, you eat it at once a week, and you're like, wow.
And to switch it up a little bit, occasionally I'd put ham on it along with the turkey. And it was a good switch up.
Fair enough.
Okay, so for my number 4, this is usually like if I'm not too hungry, I'll get a build your own with pepperoni and just provolone. That's it. Just something simple.
Pepperoni and provolone? Nah,
it's
you
like
gotta
the
have
Italian
a meat in there.
Kinda.
Yeah. It's just something
it's like
if
I'm Italian.
Pepperoni's kind of a meat.
It's like the mild Italian.
All right.
I just get that when I'm not like over like too hungry and I just want something that's like easy because it's always cheaper too. It's that build your own, so it's like $5.50 or whatever.
When I'm not overly hungry, but I'm like this is my number 4. I'll get turkey, provolone, lettuce, and tomato on wheat. Just a nice, easy sandwich. Get some carrots on the side. Easy sandwich.
I'm pretty sure I've seen some people like get Romo sandwiches and say no bread. Have you ever seen anyone do that?
That's like a tie. Like, at Jimmy John's, you can get those sandwiches where it's like wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah.
What?
I forget what they're called.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. If like that's what a lot of people who will don't want to eat carbs and stuff will
get. I saw one guy one time. I forget what sandwich it was, but he got just he said no bread. So he's and it didn't mean like a lettuce wrap or whatever.
Yeah.
It just meant no bread. So they gave him like a pile of meat and some veggies, and he had like chips on the side, and that was it. And I was like, do you eat that with a fork? How do you eat that? I don't know. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, at what is it? Burgatory, you can get the topless where it's only a bottom bun.
There's some weird people in this world.
Hey, people will
how
do
you
anything.
Eat, how do you eat that?
People
you
go,
can't grab
will
it.
Go to lengths and not eat carbs.
Damn.
Carbs are the devil to them.
That's tough.
Nah, carbs are good.
Carbs are so good, especially in pizza.
So I want to talk about something real quick that is real near and dear to us. Why can Brandon not keep a Snapchat streak?
Yeah, Brandon.
We need to hear about this. Like, what is it? What's the problem?
In this day and age, Snapchat streaks are the only way to keep friendships.
And, you know, ours.
But I keep my friendships.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you 7 days at a time, and then you forget.
Like,
and even if he does respond, he'll open your Snap, not respond for 6 hours, then respond.
What do I respond to a blank face?
Evan, you know what? Hey, we got a 248-day streak, Brendan.
Do we?
Yeah, what do we have?
We have a 0-day
zero.
Streak.
I'm on 3 with Brandon, so, you know, I got a long one.
I think 3 is tomorrow.
You're like that bad friend that will come and go, and when you come, you get our hopes up, but then you're gone after
I'm gone
4 days.
The next day? Oh, come on.
We're in a day and age where Snapchat streaks are very important to friendships. They're healthy friendships.
I don't mean to interrupt, but Zach Schneider responded to my story and said, dude, I'm one of your fans. So I feel happy now.
Oh, what do you Schneider, mean? This is the A3 podcast. Of course we got fans.
We appreciate
Nick Dodd.
This is the number one show.
I don't know if my mom's listening again.
He says, can you sign my biceps?
Yes.
They're too big.
For $5.
Well, I'll sign them.
Zach Schneider. Is he actually listening, or is he just
Nick
like
Dodds is listening too, I think. Shout out to Nick Dodds.
Shout out to Nick Dodds.
I hope you're listening to this, Nick.
The best Ymir on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
We tied last week for most listened to podcast with a solid 6 listeners.
We're killing it.
We appreciate all of you, whoever's listening right now. Or you can download the app Podbean and search up RMU Century Media. And
we're right
the A3
there.
Podcast is right there for
look
us
for
to listen.
Look for the A3 podcast.
Podbean.
We're soon going to have a Twitter. We're working on our graphic right now. I did let her know. She's
if you're ever
on
in a
it.
Long drive or you're doing homework and just need something to listen to.
We're here for you.
That's Podbean. Look up RMU Century Media. And we're right there. A3 podcast. You can listen to all our episodes.
Yep. Every Thursday at 2, we'll be here.
Two we'll three. Be live on two RMU to three. Century Media. Go on the website. Find us. Type in radio. We're right there.
God, we're good to advertise ourselves, aren't we?
Right?
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We're going B-dubs.
Oh, yeah.
B-dubs is the next sponsorship we're working on.
Oh, yeah.
We're in talks we're right now, but they're being a little complicated. So.
No, they're being a little stubborn, but hey,
well, we'll get through to them.
I feel like the next number we're going to push the envelope to. They'll like.
Yeah, we're going
to
push the envelope.
I'd say a word they're just going to look at and say, okay.
Hopefully by the next episode, we'll have catered by Domino's. I mean, not Domino's. B-Dubs. We're already sponsored by Domino's. So.
Yeah, what are you saying?
B-Dubs is what we're working on.
Make sure you go to your local Moon Domino's. Get the best deals for pizza.
Can we please get a famous
mention
bowl?
Mention A3 for like 5% off.
No.
What did you want?
No
famous. Want a famous bowl.
No famous bowl.
A famous bowl?
From KFC.
Oh.
It's those like the potatoes, the chicken gravy.
Should we get KFC to sponsor us?
Just every company.
No, I want Taco Bell before that.
Oh, every fast food in Moon will be fun sponsoring us, though.
All right.
Hey.
Use this code A3 to get 5% off.
Free food.
A3 podcast. Get 10% off your meal.
Put the code in A3 and you'll, you know.
See, we're practicing right now.
Yeah. We're already sponsored by a couple people, so.
Hey.
We're killing it.
All right. We got a couple more minutes here.
Anything new anyone wants to share? Anything crazy going on?
I mean, we can talk about out in the Midwest and how they're falling apart out there because it's negative 30 degrees.
What do you mean by falling apart? Like, are the buildings, like, falling down?
Yeah, like,
people are falling apart.
They're just shattering.
The railroad lines are being kept on fire so the trains can go through.
On fire?
They're being kept on fire so they don't
freeze.
What?
So, the tracks
like, the commuter
freeze.
Lines and stuff.
Yeah.
The entire Lake Michigan basically is frozen. People are walking out onto it, taking pictures of the skyline.
Yeah, you can walk over to Canada.
Yeah, yeah, really?
It's frozen over.
No one's going to catch you.
Oh, they're God. Struggling over there.
They are struggling. What else? They have
those kids aren't going to school.
No
it's
way.
It's like
right?
free. I'm pretty sure it's called like freeze quakes or something. They can't be picked up by like seismic graphs, but they're like
the earth. The ground shakes.
People go to
yeah,
work
the
then.
The ground is shaking because it's sucks. So cold.
I read a story somewhere. I forget where it was located. I think it was northern Canada or whatever. But it would get so cold up there that like the trees would just literally shatter into pieces. It was that same idea where it gets just that cold. Things just
like
literally
you think,
fall
you think
apart.
It's cold here. It feel it's probably what. Zero 10. Right now?
No, I think my car.
Yesterday was like
oh,
negative.
Oh, it went up. It's 10 degrees.
It is 9 degrees.
Out in the Midwest, it's probably still negative 20.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No thanks.
My mom sent me a picture. It was like a comparison of Minneapolis and Antarctica, and Minneapolis was 1 degree colder. It was that one was negative 28 and one was negative 27.
Yeah, right now, back where I live, it's 15 degrees, but by next Tuesday, it's going to be 60.
Yikes.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, when it gets that cold, like, my uncle used to tell me, like, they would have camps in the winter where they would just go out into the wilderness. Instead of pitching tents, you would build, like, a little snow burrow under it because it's insulated under there, and that would be, like, your camp for the night. You just put a sleeping bag under there, and you would sleep under the snow in a little cocoon.
Yeah, I got one good thing to say about the weather somewhere. Saturday, it's going to be 71 at Daytona.
Oh.
One month
wait,
we'll
what?
Be there.
71 in Daytona on
just
Saturday.
Just picture us there right now.
A3 podcast takes Daytona. We'll have a live show from
the
beach.
A live show on the beach.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I don't know if we'll be in the right mindset to do that on the
well,
beach.
Well, that's even better then.
First day we'll never do it, and then after that, it's over.
I have breaking news right now.
Breaking.
Nick Dodds just texted me. Thanks for the shout out.
There
Nick
it
Dodds,
is.
You're welcome.
Breaking.
We appreciate
another loyal, loyal listener.
Any other new fans, you get a shout out. You just have to listen to us.
You just got text us or get in contact, and we'll give you a
never
shout out. Nick Dodds, we appreciate you. Nick Dodds, I said since you're listening, I'm going to play Smite with you guys later. I promise.
I promise.
I promise. I'm not going to be good, but I'll try it.
You'll get good after a few games.
So after a few games, and maybe after
we'll
a lot of games.
We'll carry you.
I'm going to be so confused as what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Just me running in circles, pushing random buttons.
Yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes. Yeah. That's what I do, basically, and I end up doing pretty well.
All right. I mean, when I would play, like, Smash Brothers Brawl, that's what we would do at first. You just click random buttons when you're battling someone.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break the controller, basically.
That game at Garrett's house recently has been extremely entertaining whenever
you
having a good
on,
time
like,
on
the
weekend.
Wii Switch or whatever. What's it called?
The Nintendo Switch.
The Nintendo
the new
Switch.
One? The Nintendo Switch, yeah.
That's fun.
I want to get the new Mortal Kombat. That looks nuts.
Yeah, I'd be
I
down.
I remember playing that like at the pizza parlor. You got like the machine in the back. That's where you're playing the little tiny closet arcade room.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be playing that after baseball games and stuff.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
I'd be down for that.
Back in the day, no stress, just playing.
You missed.
Playing baseball and Mortal Kombat and eating pizza.
It's not against the wall.
All right, well,
drained
I think
it.
We should wrap it up here. Next week, next show, we'll see if our Super Bowl picks have come true.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
We'll
talk about what's going on.
We will hopefully have our Twitter set up and everything and our logo. So that will be good.
More sponsors.
Maybe
more
we'll
have pizza this
we'll
weekend.
Have more sponsors, hopefully.
More fans.
We'll do story time.
We need some story times.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Funny stories that we've done throughout our 3 years, what's happening in our current lives, et cetera, et cetera.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's been good.
Again, this has been the A3 Podcast. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week, Thursday at 2. All right.
Bye.
Good
night. Good
night.
Good night.
Bye. Sandwich, and he said, I come from
I'm from the land.